last topic is the most frequent use source of health information versus their trust level. And we are looking to see, do middle and older adults in Taiwan trust the sources that they actually seek the most often? And again, I have nothing to disclose. And as we know, life in today's world is very different. So here is a grandmom parents asking about their precious boy. Dear Andy, how have you been? Your mom and I are fine. We miss you. Please sign off your computer and come downstairs for something to eat. Love, Dad. And this is probably actually not even true now. You should probably be, please turn off your iPhone and eat with us, something like that. So the technology is changing every day, and my mom, you know, she doesn't use computer. That's not her age of the technology, but she now know how to Skype and use technology because she wants to talk to her grandson. So even the senior and older adults are starting using, and they do have lots of motivation when it comes to communicating with family member. And so again, there's great potential, like we mentioned, and also there's a graying of the internet. There's great opportunity for e-health communication and intervention, even among the older adults, because usually we think about, you know, for e-health communication for young people, but really is also an increasing trend for older people. And however, currently we still need more research, particularly examining what are the beliefs towards internet health communication, and particularly among, you know, the different races in this. In this case, we study the Chinese adults. And what are some of the preferred strategies among middle and older age adults? And so we use previously developed and validated e-health communication belief inventory, and which I'll share with you a little bit more. So in this study, we particularly examine people age 40 and over and who are working adults, what are their major source of health information, and what's their trust level, and how demographic and beliefs towards e-health communication moderate this relationship. Again, our sample are employees age 40 and over from two major work sites, a car company and a high-tech manufacturing company. We have a total of over 500 people participated, and we use a short version because you know, people cannot take a long survey. So we have a 7-item short version belief inventory scale towards e-health communication. Items were developed in English, translated into Chinese, and then back translated. These are the actual items. It has been published, so you feel free to use if you see fit, and that's the source. So for the perceived benefits of web-based learning, so item like enables me to learn more than would otherwise be possible. It will enhance the effectiveness of communication, enables me to learn more quickly, enhance the quality of health communication. Some of the barriers we mentioned are like learning through web are cumbersome to use, takes a lot of efforts to become skillful, and lower learning effect. And again, this is measured among the middle-aged adults. The overall mean age was 46, and majority are married. We have about 70% males, and about half and half above and below college education. So this is really the key result. The most frequent used source of health information among this middle-aged adult was television, which is scary, and then followed by healthcare providers, and internet also, you know, ranked number 3, surprisingly higher than newspaper, and then family friends. And however, if you look at the trust level, obviously providers has the highest trust, and then followed by family, and this is newspaper, and then TV, and then friends. So internet was the last one. So even though they seek the TV as their most frequent source, they don't necessarily trust that the most. And they seek internet a lot, but they don't necessarily trust that much either. But overall, the trust level was high. The health provider was above 90%, and even with the last one, internet still got 60%. So in terms of multiple regression analysis, we don't see significant difference by age, gender, or education in terms of where they seek the information the most frequently and the trust level. The only thing that show up significant is those with higher education were less likely to trust TV, television, so it's a good sign. And then in terms of the e-health beliefs, those who receive lower barriers towards internet communication, they were less likely to trust TV. And those who received lower barriers were also more likely to trust a provider. And those who perceive more benefits of e-health communication also were more trust the internet. So in conclusion, overall participants had high trust among all the sources, even with the lowest ranked internet got over 60%. And data show participants do not necessarily have the highest trust on the sources they seek the most often. So perhaps in the future we need to provide a little bit more education so they think a little bit more about what they are doing and why they are doing that. And the city has implication on delivery health information from various channels among the middle and older age adults. Some limitation, the study is based on a convenience sample, and we do need further study to examine how the e-health communication beliefs can be used to moderate the most frequent use source of health information, and how can that be moderated, the trust level of the various sources as well.